Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Buongiorno.
Musique sans frontières.
Music from around Australia and around the world. Tuesdays, 12 till 2 PM.
Yes, indeed. Good afternoon, good midday, whatever you would like to know it as. Another episode of Music Science Frontiers coming up for the next 2 hours with your host Joe Malinaji live in the studio here. It's a Boxing Day holiday, last week of December 2021. Thanks from us to Gavin and Billabong Beat for the last couple of hours of tunes. As always, good revision every now and then, folks. Indeed. All right, got a packed show. Got a couple of guests coming in, but beforehand, I must acknowledge that I've come all the way from Bunurong country. I've crossed the Birrung Ma via public transport, then on my bike, and now I'm in the land of the Woiwurrung language, part of the East Kulin Nation, folks, here in this part of the world. And remember, always was, always will be Aboriginal land. That's the story, folks. So, on this episode of Music Science Frontiers, I've got a couple of guests, believe it or not, live on the phone. One's coming from Canada, Bob Jensen. Let's hope that we can work out the technology via Zoom to you here on the radio, streaming, podcasting, wherever you are, folks. That'll be about 12:30. Then around about 1:30, I'll have Vanessa Estrada on the line, local. She's launching her brand new single and video at Open Studio tonight, folks, if you are in so-called Melbourne town. Yes, up in there, in the north, Woiwurrung country, indeed. And I'll have some, a couple of new releases, but majority will be all releases from this year, 2021. Revisiting some, and some other relevant tunes in blocks of themes, perhaps. Some interesting collaborations between Brazil and Wales. Yes, that'll be coming up soon, and I'll have some tunes from southern Italy, surprise, surprise, if I get there, and we'll see what you reckon, folks, but I'll start off with some First Nations music. I've got Ella Skye. She's put out a brand new EP, it's fresh, called Company, 4 remixes. Yeah, 4 electronic remixes. Alice Guy is at Wergay Wemba Wemba Woman, and been following her art for quite a few years, and pretty much started not long after, which is pretty much when I started broadcasting at 3CR back in 2014. So that's been a real treat to see Alice Guy going and looking at being looked after Bad Apples record label. But this is the Ali Shimada remix of her tune with a bit of language there in Wadiga Jalin, and I'll have The Hallucination after that, the new single from Small Island Big Song, and Marcus Gadd meets Tamal after that. So we'll see how we go. Anyway, you'll be pretty busy for the next 12 minutes or so, but this is Ella Skye, brand new tune. It's a remix of the tune Wadiga Jalin, the Ella Shimada remix. Here you go, folks.
Didn't take from me. This is Ari Lekker. You're here on 3CR 855 AM Community Radio. Also streaming on 3cr.org.au. Free West Papua, Papua Merdeka, gets up one talks.
Yes, indeed, folks. What you just listened to then was the latest single from the Small Island Big Song Project, extraordinary project, getting together with many communities all around the island nations and around the Pacific especially. Yes, we heard the tune Maja Jumak featuring Sal Jalyujuyu, and I've probably said that incorrectly, my apologies, but that is a tune from the Paiwan tribe of Taiwan, folks, and like many other tunes in this particular project, that's a collaboration between I think at least 11 different musicians from different nations. It's quite an extraordinary one, and they've got a brand new record, full-length record, coming out in early 2022. But for the meantime, I think that's around about the third single they've released, Maja Jumak, yes, featuring the singer Sol Jalyuyi. And before that, we had The Hallucination, yes, The Hallucination, featuring Reverse and Chippewa Travellers. That is available on Bandcamp, as is the Small Island Big Song tune available on Bandcamp. And The Hallucination have evolved from a tribe called Red there in so-called North America, a place called known as Canada, but I think it's in the Ontario region. And they've got a great collection of tunes on this new record called One More Saturday Night. And the artwork's great. I literally just got it in the mail the other day, a nice Christmas present. It took a while from that part of the world, but there's some very colourful music. That's probably one of the quietest tunes. It actually finishes the record. It's called Remember 04, but the rest of it is some hardcore techno just about, but it's very colourful. A tribe called Red did a show at the North Coast Social Club about, I don't know, was it 4 or 5 years ago? That was an absolute treat, and everybody there was blown away. They had a dancer, neon light dancer, everything. It was great. Anyway, The Hallucination there from their brand new, well, most recent recording, One More Saturday Night, available on Bandcamp for you folks. And we start off the program today with a very new remix for Alice Sky. It's off the EP called Company, and that was the tune Wadiga Jalin, the El Shimada remix. Going to do a little bit of maybe with the island flavor, perhaps. Yes, we're going to go to New Caledonia. This is an artist just recently found out about, Marcus Gadd. It's got together with a French beat maker, Tamal, but Marcus Gadd has been doing this sort of music for quite a few years, getting around all over the place, and once again with a conscious message about the issues of rising water, climate change for island nations, especially there in New Caledonia for him. But this is off a brand new record, Brave New World. It's Marcus Gadd meets Tamal, and the tune is called Tempo. And then I'll continue with the reggae flavours with an artist from Brazil, Maxado, and also an artist from Haiti based in Montreal, Wesley. So see how you go, folks. This is Marcus Gadd meets Tamal, French beatmaker, with the tune Tempo.
Man a flow lyrically, vocally setting a foot in a new territory. Seek a deep song in a maze and a alleys in a city wall strong. A the smoke a the cali. Every melody like a different country. Some of them are sweet, some a little bit spicy. Travel and a see where the colors are plenty. Ancient city where the streets never empty. In a the block sipping up a minty with the people I got talk and I share a pastry. Cracking a the wall I got bear a fig tree. What I seen in my scene, stories of victory. All around town, man, I taking a trip. If I crossing a the road, cup a coin, man, I flip. The fear no way for the path I well lead. And I trust in a me way, man, I take a faith me. Round and around the planet we are go. Getting a the walk, I follow the tempo. Thanks and a praise to the Lord above. If you drop out of the line, I follow the tempo.
meet. Soon we are gonna reach a new place already. Discover the heart of the rhythm of this country. Me wonder how them I grow up the sense. In a me way, said the path get rocky. When I come steep a road, when me backpack a heavy. But I soon look, what is this? In other distance, I see a green place. So me rush soon. Check this, down in a valley there is an oasis. As I reach, we see what the surprise is. See the people like I'm out of them places. And the shining of the smile on them faces. Make me see the definition of what wealth is. Round and around the planet we are go. Getting at the work of follow the tempo. Thanks and a praise to the Lord above. We are gods, if you drop out of the line, I follow the tempo.
Só pra você, a pilha de medo que... ils viennent quand il fait chaud. Du soleil sur votre pare-brise. Comme les belles femmes qui vous assisent. Du Québec jusqu'au Belize. On aime bien quand il fait beau.
Okay, folks, I said we had a bit of that reggae flavour today, and that was Le Soleil Descend, The Sun Goes Down, from the artist called Wesley. He's from Haïti, but based in Montreal, indeed, folks. Brand new single, and I think he's got a record coming out soon as well. Before that, we had the Brazilian artist Maxado, and that's available on Bandcamp. It came out as a 7-inch single, Upon a Smile, and Something Else I Was as well, little EP. And that's brand new from this year, 2021, and that was the tune Blusa. And we start off that bracket with Marcus Gadd, who meets French beatmaker Tamal, and the tune Tempo, and that comes from the Brave New World record that's out from Marcus Gadd from New Caledonia. And there you go, folks. Maybe some of you are around the beach or the coastline, wherever you are, enjoying the Southern Hemisphere so-called summer, folks. While some in the Northern Hemisphere are doing a little bit different. So hopefully in a few moments' time, I'll be talking to Bob Jensen all the way live from a place called Canada. And I've got him on Zoom, but let's hope the technology works. But, you know, we've got to try these things sometime anyway, and we'll work something out anyway. But I thought I'd just let you know the reason I've got Bob on the line is that he's put out, he's been doing stuff for, 30, 40 years. We'll talk about that in a few moments' time. And singer-songwriter, poet, broadcaster, I think, as well, yes. And I'll see how we go. But this is Bob introducing this song, Christmas song, off the latest record, The Silver Ram, and it features, he'll tell you all about it. He'll tell you all about it.
This is Bob Jensen in Prince Edward Island in beautiful Atlantic Canada. And I just wanted to say how thrilled Tony McManus and I were with the beautiful job that Melbourne, Australia's Bush Gothic did on Christmas Song, the lead single from our new Christmas recording that we call The Silver Wren. And we hope that you'll like it too. And we wish you a very Merry Christmas and all the best in 2022.
Thank you.
hope you enjoyed that. It was the Christmas song. Comes off a record that Bob Jensen from Canada has put together called The Silver Wren. And, yeah, features our very own Bush Gothic. And, yes, you heard the little intro. And it's still relatively a Christmas thing. And Christmas is quite fraught with many different emotions. But Bob Jensen decided to put a record together which told some stories. Now, I'm going to switch over to see whether this is not going to create any feedback, but we'll see what happens. But I will go ahead and introduce Bob Jensen live all the way from, I think he told you in that intro where he was, but welcome to Music Science Frontiers and 3CR, Bob.
Hey, Joel.
Oh, good. Nice. You're there. You're there. Excellent.
Yes, I'm here.
Fantastic.
Great to be with you and all the way to Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah. No, look, it's an absolute pleasure. Real treat. And, you know, we're just trying this technology using Zoom and hopefully the listener can hear it, but it seems to be going all right at the moment. And the thing is, the Silver Wren, Bob, I mean, it's a big story. We've only got a handful of minutes just about, but...
Sure.
You've been making music for a long time and writing, and I think maybe you've got a very different attitude to what I have, because this thing called Christmas is based in comes from the Northern Hemisphere, and it's right. Transplanted all around the world. It's a story. It's a story, and I think you've decided to add your own stories of almost a version of mythology as well. Because over the years, as you know, things change and evolve. And I don't think this is you can correct me. I don't think this is a nostalgic recording you've done with the Silver Wren, what your aim was. Is that correct? To a degree?
Well, what we wanted to do with the Silver Wren was put something out for Christmas that was not, you know, jingle bells. We wanted to do some original stories, some poetry, some music, like the song that you just heard by Jenny M. Thomas and Bush Gothic. And Tony also chose and curated a number of obscure tunes from Brittany and Scotland, Wales, England. So I think that the average listener, I think most listeners, even if you are a fan of folk music, you could listen to this record right through and not recognize any of the music. And that's exactly what we were going for. I think that there's some nostalgia in the stories
yes.
That are on it, but certainly not the music. The music, no. We were looking for something that was reverential, you know, that embodied the feeling of the season, but we wanted it to be something that was different. And we had some wonderful guests, of course, Bush Gothic from your hometown, and Lenny Gallant from here in Prince Edward Island, Canada, who's a very well-known artist in the country here. And we also had Black Umfolosi,
yes,
from Zimbabwe, one of the great African vocal groups, and of course it's a collaboration with Tony McManus, and Tony more than aptly handles the guitar work.
Yes,
and he did just a beautiful job, I think.
And we had a chat with Tony McManus a couple of weeks ago, and that was really interesting getting his perspective, because he was basically doing a soundtrack. But I think had some serious free range in the choices of tunes that he researched that would go with this particular recording. So it was very nice. And in fact, the tune that we'll play in a moment's time when we finish off is a traditional Breton New Year tune. And I think that's been officially released by yourself as part of this soul project. Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah. Well, regarding free reign, whenever I collaborate with talented people, it's my opinion that you should just allow them to do exactly what they do best, you know, rather than try to control, you know. So when I asked Jenny and Bush Gothic to record Christmas song, I said, make it your own, you know. And I mean, Tony, he's such a scholar when it comes to obscure Celtic music. You know, I said, just find us some stuff from the canon, you know, that will work here. And I knew he would deliver. And it's wonderful to work with artists of that caliber.
Yeah, well, I mean, there is the attitude that you said, the collaborative attitude. I mean, obviously it helps when you know each other for a while and you're aware of what you've all done. But as you know, within the language of music, it can be incredibly instantaneous, the connection.
Yes, it can. Yeah, it can.
Totally. That's the joy. I'm not a musician. I'm a patron. So I'm always fascinated how it works. And this gig being a broadcasting community radio station like 3CR has been incredibly generous to me. And to do these things, even just today, you know, connecting with you. And, you know, the technology can work sometimes, Bob, doesn't it?
the technology is fantastic. I mean, we're releasing music all over the world, and it's doing really well. This album is the most successful thing I've ever put out in terms of radio, besides Australia, which has been really good to us. We're getting play in America and Canada, parts of Europe, England, Scotland, Ireland. So it's really gotten out there, and that's, you know, but it's actually more than we had hoped for. So we're very happy with the folks like you who have given us a chance to get on the airwaves.
Yeah, well, I mean, there is, you know, there's diasporas all over the place with what migration and colonization has done. Obviously, it's been a really tricky thing to transplant cultures and maintain things from people away from their home of their ancestors and family. But like I said, I mean, my ears pricked up with this particular collaboration, and I got a lot of respect for someone like Bush Gothic, what they've been doing, telling Australian stories, of course, in their particular way.
Yeah.
But you've been, we mentioned that you've been a visitor to Australia a few times, and obviously we talked with Tony a couple of weeks ago that you were basically here, and then the pandemic happened, and boom, you know, everybody had to escape if they could. But you are still, you know, things haven't stopped. Obviously, you know, there's been tricky things, and we're still in a very, very tricky situation. We hope it's going to be the final bits as we adjust, but it's still going to be very tricky, unfortunately. In Melbourne town, in this part of Australia, it is very tricky. But you are planning in 2023 to do something over here?
Yes, we're planning to get back down to Australia in 2023, and we already have quite a few firm offers. I don't think I'm at liberty yet to say where, but we're hoping to be down there for about a month, and we definitely want to do another show in Melbourne. We played the Spotted Mallard last time, and I think it's gone now from what I've heard.
Yeah, no, it's called the Brunswick Ballroom now, so it's actually, not to denigrate what it was before, they've done a lot of work to make it very, very exceptional, actually.
Cool. Well, I thought it was a great room, and Tony and I are hoping to do a show in Melbourne with a bunch of special guests from all over the world who will be on tour, you know, for your festival season. You wouldn't get too many outdoor folk festivals in Canada in March, I can tell you that.
What is the temperature today for you over there while we're talking weather?
Well, today I think it was a couple of degrees below zero.
Okay.
But on the prairies out west, they're getting a really cold weather right now. It's about 30 below, I think, Celsius. So,
Yeah, whereas I think I find it generally the reverse. So we're having an exceptionally dry spell for a week and a half, which is unusual for this part of the world, and we're going to get some warm weather in a few days' time. So There you go. I mean, apart from a pandemic, the weather does play a role in it at all, because that's what it is. But look, Bob, I'm really, really pleased that we got this to work. I really appreciate
you. Oh, me too. Yeah, very much.
I miss
Melbourne. I just love the city.
Well, yes. As you know, we had a very hard time and it went dormant for a period of time, but it's certainly coming alive now, but there will be some consequences, but we'll battle our way through it, as you know, Bob.
Yeah, here too. We thought we were coming out of the pandemic, but lately it's been really bad. So we just have to wait and see what 2022 is going to bring us.
Exactly. But once again, thanks for making this record. And we should tell what's the easiest way folks can get a hand of this record, The Silver End?
Well, it's available all over the place. But if people are interested, they could get it directly from me at my website. And my website is firsttimesinceaugust.com.
Okay.
I put out an LP in 1984 called First Time Since August. So that was my first kick at the can.
Fair enough. It's okay. Well, I'll probably put those details in the playlist later on. So,
great.
Like I mentioned, I'm going to play one of those instrumental tunes because amongst all the stories, this record, it's got instrumental bits that Tony McManus has had a wonderful time putting together. And it actually follows the Christmas song on the record. It's called Blauvez Mud. And as we said, it's a traditional Breton New Year tune. And I'm sure there's quite a few folks saying easy goodbye to 2021. But good things have happened, but it's been tricky. But anyway.
Yeah.
No, that's okay, Bob. Look, thanks very much. And
Thank you.
We'll have to have
a beer when I get down there.
I think there's a good chance that we'll try and do that at some point. And I've just got to make sure here it is. Okay. I found where the tune is, and I'll play that, and I'll see you on the other side.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
No worries. Absolute pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
celebrate a family-friendly New Year's Eve in Yarra. Join us at Edinburgh Gardens North Fitzroy and Barclay Gardens in Richmond for kids' games, sports competitions, lighting installations, relaxed live music, and an outdoor cinema. This free, family-friendly event kicks off at both parks at 12 midday. Bring a picnic and ring in the new year with family and friends. Check out the full program at yarracity.vic.gov.au. And remember, City of Yarra Park streets and public spaces are alcohol-free on New Year's Eve. The City of Yarra is a 3CR supporter. Calling all filmmakers, the 9th Annual Setting Sun Film Festival wants your film. Enter a short or a feature-length film for the chance to see your work up on the gorgeous Sun Theatre screen in Yarraville. The Sun Theatre was voted one of the most beautiful theatres in the world, with up to $10,000 in prizes for winners. Entries close on the 31st of January 2022. Go to settingsun.com.au and enter your film now. The Setting Sun Film Festival is a 3CR supporter.
Yes, indeed. Well, I hope you enjoyed that little chat with Bob Jensen live via the technology of Zoom, direct to Canada with 15 hours in time zone difference. Oh, I'm taking a deep breath after that one, but it's okay. Let's get back to more tunes here on Music Science Frontiers on the last episode of 2021. And we just had that Breton New Year's tune from Tony McManus from the album The Silver Wren, Blauvez Mud. And maybe I've said that right, who knows. But I've got the artist now, Cocioli from Brazil, but there's also a Welsh connection. Brand new record, No Time But Eternity. And we're going to talk about the earth. This is a tune called Gaia, and we're going to have a little bracket of three artists from Brazil connections playing with different relationships. But the first two are going to be Brazil and Wales, and the other one's going to be West Africa and Wales. So there you go. Sit back and see what you reckon. And I'm also going to have a little... A tune which is sort of in tribute to the passing of, you know, that fella, that priest over there in South Africa. But I'll talk to you in about 15 minutes. Enjoy the tunes. This is the tune Gaia from the Brazilian artist with a Welsh connection, Cocioli, from the brand new record, No Time But Eternity. Thank you.
3CR, here to stay.
Δυχή σε ανήνο, αν τα φλιάρτα ουσιά.
Δυχή σε ανήνο,
Ydych chi
eisiau ymuno yn y caniad grando? Ydych chi eisiau ymuno yn y raniad joio?
Listening to Radical Radio 3CR.
Odwa nginethemba
Folks, I hope you enjoyed that little bracket, maybe sunning yourselves if you're in this part of the southern hemisphere. We went to South Africa there, folks, a place called East London, of course. Yes, way down there. This is a singer, Afendulwa, and a beat maker, May Scott. They've collaborated on some tunes, and I particularly like this one, which is called Nafkade, and it obviously features the vocals of Afendulwa, and the song means eternity. It is a song of sorrow, and I thought I'd dedicate that one to former Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who passed away just the other day. I was going to try and sample some of his speeches, but it just got all too much, and I found this tune, which was sent to me via a CD, and that's fine, I reckon. It's, yes, Eternity. May Scott and the singer Afendulwa. And, yes, I'm not sure where you can get that one. It's out on Is It Records, IZZIT, so they might be online somewhere, folks. Before that, we had Nafamde Koyate and Gruf Ris. collaboration between West Africa and Wales. That's an EP called Aros Ifinya, and it's the tune is called Gadiel Yadref, and my Welsh is very, very poor, but it means leave the village. So, yeah, these have done a bit of a collaboration before. So, yes, West Africa and Wales. It's an adaptation of an old West African traditional song. So they're in the language of Malinke. Before that, we had another Brazilian Welsh collaboration, Carwin Ellis and Rio 18, the tune Botafogo Blue. That comes off the record In Rio, and it could mean In Rio. So that was recorded with the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. So check out that one if you can. But remember, I'll have the playlist on the Music Science Frontiers Facebook page hopefully later on today or in the next 24 hours. But also the playlist will be on the 3CR website program page for Music Science Frontiers. It's 3cr.org.au/Music Science Frontiers. And you can stream on demand for the next 7 days, but also download a podcast when I put it up there as well. So there, move it along. Indeed, indeed. New group, and I must give a shout out to a couple of mates, Ian McPhail, who put me onto this one and said, have a listen. Roger Holdsworth at the Global Village over there at PBS, as usual, feeding me with things. And we sometimes collaborate, and I sometimes hand over something to him. But there you go. He's been doing it for a lot longer than I have and started off his broadcasting days right here at 3CR. So there, a bit of trivia to end at 2021. This is the group Multimult from Romania. And they do their improvisation musicians, and they base theirs on old folk tunes, traditional tunes. They've got a brand new record out on Bandcamp. It's called Now and Then. I think you should check it out if you've got open ears, but I think it's quite nice. And this particular tune is called Manu de Clenie, and my Romanian is very poor. It's an oriental song. Yes, of course it would be. Yes, it would be. Just an oriental song from a particular region called Clediani, but I'll have those details on the playlist because I've probably said it incorrectly. But anyway, see what you reckon, folks. This is Molto Molto. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Matilde Politi. You are listening to Music Songs Frontiers on 3CR Radical Radio, Community Radio. Please support and donate wherever you can.
Mm-hmm. de una vez más.
Well, there you go, folks. That is the Venezuelan artist Arca, and they've just done amazing stuff. You ever get to see some videos, but basically in 2021, Arca has released 5 recordings, very, very different, pretty out there. That's actually a rare, quiet one, but this particular recording, which is called Kick, and it just has 5 eyes, or Roman numerals, but 5 eyes, is a lot softer and contemplative and dwelling on other elements. And I think she was singing in Italian there, if I'm not mistaken, but it was a Spanish that I could literally understand, that's for sure. Before that, we had Joseph Tawadro, or the tune was called Tierno, and like I said, it's Kick number 5. It's extraordinary, this artist, the videos are mad. Before that, we had Joseph Tawadros from his record, Hope in an Empty City, also from 2021, the piece called The Light of Your Being. And we start off the bracket with the Romanian group Multimult. And they're bringing your record available on Bandcamp now and then. And the piece Manuel Din Klinyang. And yes, it's coming from a traditional song. But on the line right now, hopefully, we should have Hello. Vanessa Estrada. Yes. Welcome to Music Sans Frontiers and 3CR, Vanessa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. It's been exciting doing the show live today in the last week of December for 2021. And like I've been saying, the music has not stopped throughout the year and even before this. And the artists have been making some incredible music and incredible projects. And you're one of them. You were a Chilean resident in this so-called town, Melbourne. And you play in a lot of different bands. And I was introduced to you, but I knew of you when we went to the Queen of Hearts record launch, which was a stupendous night and an amazing achievement for them. But you're one of the other ones coming from Sud America.
Yes, I am. Yeah, you said I'm from Chile originally.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've been living in so-called Melbourne for 7 years now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've been in different projects, but I've started launching my solo career. So this is my second single as a solo artist.
Yeah, excellent. I think back in, 2019, you did the tune which was featured with Oscar Poncel, and it's called Renacer, Reborn.
Yep.
So that said something for you at the time. And now you've written a song called Canción de Despedida, which is a farewell song.
Farewell song.
Yeah, and where did that come from, Vanessa?
From a really personal experience.
Yeah,
it's a very intimate storytelling of an experience that I went through a couple of years ago.
Mm.
And, yeah, it's a love story, basically, that... didn't end, but transform.
Sure. Sure.
So it's a way of honoring that love and the time and the experience, you know, through music and through a song.
Yeah, well, that's the valuable part. I'm not a musician, but that's an outlet you have as a musician and a singer as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's important, and it's helped you get over things, or even just remember like things are special. Yes,
ritualistic as well, in a way, you know. It's also the second part of the song talks about, you know, moving on and empower and liberation as well. So,
And you weren't resting and just saying, "I'm just going to do a song." You wanted to be visual as well.
Well, nowadays, you have to kind of, you know, to engage people. We need to do something visual.
No, it's
but
fine.
I'm really, really lucky and fortunate to be supported by Multicultural Arts Victoria through a head of the Curve Commission for this project. So, that's how I could, support this. Financially.
Of course. And as we know, musicians who are needing to have income via their music and art, it's been an atrocious year and a half. And
it's been really hard. We still manage, like you said before, to make music and to release stuff.
Yeah.
We had to find ways, you know, investing maybe in our own equipment to set up our home studios and don't stop, you know, because we can't stop.
No, exactly.
But we need support, of course, you know, to create more things.
Yeah, and there's been some good lobbying for the authorities who have the money, you know, they have the money and, like you said, you apply for a grant and got it. Now, the most important thing is, if I'm going to obviously play the tune after we finish talking, but you've got a show tonight. I mean, I'm hoping people are listening and, you know, I know it's really tricky going out at the moment, but it's possible. And, you know, it's going to be a really special show. You've got some great musicians with you tonight over there at Open Studio from 8 o'clock tonight, yeah?
Yes. I invite you all to come. We're going to premiere the video in a big screen and we're going to play awesome music. I'm going to play with a band and also with Elizabeth Ovando, which is a close friend and amazing musician. We're going to play our most written compositions.
Beautiful.
And work that we haven't released some of the stuff yet. So, it's going to be really good. And Liana Perillo is going to open the show as well. She's an amazing harpist from Melbourne.
Absolutely.
There's still some tickets left at the door or online. I think I'm not sure what time the online sales close.
Maybe till 6 o'clock, but look at the door. If you're local near Northcote, I think you should peep your head around there, go for a walk. It's going to be a nice evening, so there's no excuse. And it's a really special way to support artists who haven't stopped working and taking any opportunity to keep the music live, basically.
That's the only way we can survive. Just come and support us.
Exactly. Oh, that's fantastic. Look, Vanessa, thanks very much for taking some time out today. And not everybody's sitting on the couch or lounging in a banana chair in the backyard at the moment. So I really appreciate it, you helping me make Keep Radio Live and Music Live. And I'll be there tonight.
Thank you so much. And thank you as well for giving us this space and visibility and supporting artists throughout all this time.
Absolutely. You are most welcome. And I'll give you the honour to introduce your own song before I play it.
Okay. Well, this is Canción de Despedida by Vanessa Estrada. Enjoy.
Ciao.
Ciao. Bye.
recuerdo aquellas noches, esas que no volverán. Recuerdo aquellas noches, esas que no volverán. Se fueron con mi tristeza, no las puedo encontrar. Se fueron sin avisar. Yo quise encontrarlas. Sigue abierta, pero tengo que avanzar, superar esta pena, la distancia y soledad. Te llevaré en mis venas, un recuerdo inmortal, amor siempre tú serás. Me despido cantando, libre te dejo volar. Nuestras alas se extienden, el amor es libertad. Seguiremos el rumbo, volaremos al mar, la vida florecerá.
Noi from Catania, Sicily, and you are listening to Music Sans Frontières on 3CR 855 AM.
Cavalli hanno il morso alla voce, è un destino di cuoio, al galoppo per vincere il viale, lapidati giù alla playa. Non c'è nulla di rapido o lento nel vederli passare. Questa notte l'amore agli incroci è codardo e di sgherri, è una fossa scavata per lasciarvi cadere le cicche. c'è nulla di rapido lento nella prima pietrata. Questa notte l'amore a Catania è codardo e di sgherri, è una fossa scavata per lasciarvi cadere le cicche.
Forse era 100 voti meglio giurire indastati con lo suo tempo. Riodanno l'amore e li orna passati, ora perico delle misi cantate.
fosse uno delle miseranne cadonambro che favozzi e frumento cali mantenne che so lavanni aprilimenta moda le persone cali fa vestri di diversi maneri ma ogni giorida che fa lo so bottoni ogni giorida che fa si ci attende.
Yes folks, come to the end of another episode of Music Sans Frontiers. I've been your host, John Malinaji, for the last 2 hours. Therese is scheduled to be back with you next Tuesday in the new year, 2022. Just sneaking in a couple of love songs. You're just listening to a wonderful outfit called Jacaranda, Piccola Orchestra Giovanile dell'Etna, yes, in the Catania region. Their record is Jacaranda. I Mesi dell'Amore, The Months of Love. Before that, we had Justin Adams and Mauro Durante with their collaboration, Still Moving, came out this year as well. Dammi la mano, Give Me a Lock of Your Hair. It says, Give Me Your Hand, Give Me a Lock of Your Hair. Another love song. And we began with Cesare Basile from Catania, from his record, Sette Pietre per tenere il diavolo al bada. Seven stones to keep the devil at bay, I think. Yes, the tune is called Questa Notte, L'Amore a Catania. Tonight is the love in Catania. And I'm playing these artists because they're appearing at the Maranzano World Music Festival on Wednesday night in Catania. It's fantastic. There's a couple other artists, international artists there, but absolutely huge. I'd love to be there. But anyway, all the best. Thanks for listening this year, folks. Even if you're listening on the podcast and streaming, appreciate it. I'll be with you in 2022. I'll be going over and do some traveling in Tasmania. Signet's been cancelled, but Celebi. But there you go. Like I said, thanks again. A shout out to all of you. I really appreciate your support when you're listening and send me the odd messages. So enjoy the music. Look after yourselves. And we'll be with you in 2022, folks. And I'll leave you with a couple of selections. Carlo Muratori, Balla Balla Bambineddo, from his songs of this time of year and Christmas. Bambineddo is that little fella that was born quite a long time ago. But anyway, here is his version. And we'll see how we go. All right? Take care. Ciao. Stay tuned if you like opera with great voices coming up at 2 o'clock.
Tutto lo chiana, tutto lo to, un nipo saluto, Piruzzo, nasce in rama di basilico, shiki ciauri basilico, shiki ciauri basilico. Susi bambino, caghira la scuola, la mamma ti chiama, la missa ti suona, 100 anni una cruna di spini, cuffarreccatini, pamare Gesù, cuffarreccatini, pamare Gesù, cuffarreccatini, pamare Gesù.
Balla, balla, bambinetto, tutto lo chiana, tutto lo to,
un nipo saluto,
nasce una rama di basilico, shiki chauri basilico, shiki chauri basilico. Susi bambino che gira la scuola, la mamma ti chiama, la missa ti suona, 100 anni una cruna di spini, cuffere catini va mare Gesù, cuffere catini va mare Gesù, cuffere catini va mare Gesù.
balla, balla, bambinetto, tutto lo chiale, tutto lo do, un nipote lo do, piruzzo, nasce una trama di basilico, shiki ciao di basilico, shiki ciao di basilico. Susi bambino che gira la scuola, la mamma ti chiama, la vista ti suona, 33 anni una truma di spini, cuffa e regatini, fa amare Gesù, cuffa e regatini, fa amare Gesù, cuffa e regatini, fa amare Gesù, cuffa e regatini, fa amare Gesù.
Frontier, Tuesdays 12 to 2 p.m.
Ciao!
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.